Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
Hi. I received my credit card bill, and there is something on there from your place that I don't understand. I don't know if you can look it up through my name or how you do that, but I have a confirmation for $7.45, which I understand. It was a Costco survey, and then you had to pay the shipping for the free gift. But then right below that, I've got one from you for $49.97.
Yeah,
and
it's going to be for, yeah, whatever you signed up for to pay the shipping, that's going to be the full retail price. You probably didn't read the terms, so now you had to cancel it.
No, I'm not understanding what you're saying. I understand the $7.45. That's to pay for the shipping and handling.
Correct. Let me get it pulled up for you first, and then I can explain it to you. What's your zip code?
34292.
All right. What's your first and last name?
My first and last name, Janice Denny, D-E-N-N-E-Y.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
800 San Lino Circle, number 834, Venice, Florida.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account hold up here. I do see you did sign up for the Wi-Fi booster originally for $7.45. So it looks like you're showing that you had 3 days to cancel the booster. If not, the full retail price is $49.97.
I guess I don't understand how I'm supposed to know that. It wasn't in the email.
We don't send it in the email. Whenever you submit your payment method online, you have to read it after that online wherever
so
you sign up.
So I have to call the credit card number and have them take it off.
I mean, that's up to you what you would like to do, but that's where the information is listed.
Yeah, I don't have that information. I never received that information. I've got it right in front of me right now. All it says is items in your order and your total
no,
order.
No, we
comes
don't.
To
I'm not saying to your email. I mean, wherever you signed, you signed up this online.
No, it wasn't online. It was in an email. I did a survey.
I mean, so in the email, when you put your information in, you just scroll down after you do your payment method and you read the terms. And it gives you that information. So if you didn't read it, that's probably why you didn't know.
Well, it's not on there. I've got that up there right in front of me right now.
Oh,
so
you're
now,
saying
so
you have it pulled up and you don't see anything referring to terms and conditions?
Yeah, there's nothing on it. It doesn't have that on there at all. So what do I do at this point? Is it just best to just call the credit card company and have that taken off?
I mean, that's up to you, ma'am.
I am going to call Costco and let them know this is happening. This is fraudulent. And then I'm going to report it.
Because that is fraudulent.
And I've got my emails right here, and there's nothing on there about that. And
yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Think Costco would be very happy to know that this is going on. And they need to know they're getting scammed. So, and then I think I have to take it a step further because I don't want other people to have the same problem I do. So, okay, at least I tried to reason with someone. So thank you for, I've got this phone number. I'm going to put that in the report.
That's fine.
You may be hearing from that.
Thank
okay,
you for calling
goodbye.
Customer support. Have a great day, ma'am. Okay.